You're listening to Level 5 Radio, Episode 6, Part 2. If you haven't listened to Part 1 yet, you might want to get on that. Without further ado, the thrilling conclusion of Episode 6. Let's get into what we've all been waiting for.
Woo.
Our EX raid discussion. The three of us, this past Wednesday, had our first ever EX raid all together at the same one.
Yes.
At the Sprint store, the Flatiron building.
But on separate teams.
Well, not me and Casey.
Oh, of course. I had to break off with the Cool Valor.
You're the weirdo with the red team.
Sorry, dude. We had a good time. We all caught our Pokemon.
All right, well, that's good that you guys still were able to do it.
I was happy that all three of us did catch one.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, if one of us walked away without one,
I'd feel very bad.
I was surprised at how easy it was. Valor only had eight people in the group.
Right.
And it melted.
You know, our group was smaller than I expected as well. And yeah, we were able to get through it fairly easily.
Yeah.
We tried to get one more person in at the last minute, but her phone was just not loading quick enough. And like... But yeah, no, I was worried, but I really had no reason to worry.
Yeah, really.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but when we did Lugia's, wasn't it like something you needed at least 15 for?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I tried it once with 12, and we couldn't do it. We could not finish it.
Yeah. So I was expecting at least that, especially with the way it's all scheduled, you know in advance.
I guess maybe that's part of it, because they limit the number of people that can...
That's invite, true.
So maybe they're trying to make up for it by making it slightly easier. Because really, I mean, I thought we would no doubt get a group of 20. But I guess, you know, what we did was we all kind of split up between teams. So we would get the maximum number of
Balls and stuff. Balls. Yeah.
So private rooms.
One interesting thing to note is somebody changed the gym to Instinct earlier in the day and was sitting there feeding it berries.
It was
constantly
pretty obviously a bot of some sort, because I had gotten there before work, and I started attacking it at 8 o'clock, and it just seemed like clockwork if it lost to two battles. Like I only fought the first guy. I only fought the Blissey, and every time it lost two battles, it got a golden berry, and it was just like, and then there was the gangs of us, and we just kept we fought that same Blissey literally 50 times.
Right. Yeah.
We took it out 50 times, and it always, after two battles, golden berried up. And
of course, was there even a single Instinct person there to do this?
That's right. Yeah.
I don't remember running into a single one.
I think.
Maybe one.
There were two.
Okay.
And they walked back around the side.
Yeah. And it was like, if you looked at the entire team that was there, it was just the top six defender choices. It was a Blissey, followed by a Chansey, a Tyranitar.
Snorlax.
A Snorlax. It was just like as if someone, a computer, had figured out what is the best defenders and just put all of them in there. It seemed like it was pretty bot-ish. So.
Yeah, so I mean, it was like, on one hand, I'm disappointed because like really going to try to take over the gym was just completely...
Impossible.
Yeah, impossible. But on the other hand, like, okay, it's Instinct. They're the smallest team, so they have the disadvantage constantly. So whatever. Like, at least the other two teams were able to get together and create their own groups and still be able to take Mewtwo down.
Again, I'm really surprised at how easy it was. It was very short, because you have a 45-minute time window. Everyone was there like 15 minutes prior.
Yeah.
And then it didn't take but 2-3 minutes, even catching it. We're just like, done. All right. Time to go home.
It was like, it's like the time leading up to it was more of the experience than the actual raid.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. For us, I guess raids now are just kind of like, second nature. It's like...
Yes. When you do one, someone tells you...
Tap, 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 tap. Throw. Done.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Especially at the Flatiron. Always
the thing that was different, though, was leading up to it, like, getting into groups and talking to people. You have a group of more excited, dedicated players, which is kind of nice.
And I got to talk to security.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh.
Because I had gotten there, like I said, so early.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a cold day, too.
It was a cold day, yes. And, I fought it a few times. I went to work, and then I came about an hour before, because I wanted to get the gold badge, because I've heard people say that ups your chance of catch rate on it.
Sure.
So I went back, and then the same guard was there. And after I was sitting in that lobby, or standing in that lobby for a second time in the day for an hour, he came up, you're going to show up on the cameras, and my boss is going to want to know.
Oh, so this wasn't in the Sprint store, it was in the Flatiron lobby?
Yeah, I was in the Flatiron lobby. Okay. And so the guard just came over, just so you know, I have to tell my bosses who was that suspicious guy who was here twice for an hour. And I showed him the game. He's like, okay, just don't bring a crowd in here. And then once Nick showed up, he asked us to leave. He's like, all right, you're starting to bring a group.
Right.
Get
right.
out.
See, I was confused because I thought it was the Sprint store, and the Sprint store is like set up for Pokemon Go. You know, they try to create incentives.
They got the charge station. They got a little section you can stand in.
Okay,
yeah.
So that makes more sense. I was gonna be very surprised if they did that.
But going off of what you said, I believe that it does make it easier to catch because that I swear that Mewtwo had an orangish ring around it after the Golden Raspberry.
Yeah, I don't know. At least I read it on Pokemon Go Hub that, you know, having the higher medal gives you a higher percentage chance of catching it, which I don't think that's the case for all raids, but it might be. But anyways, they definitely said it on their Mewtwo guide, so that's where I got the information from.
That's why I spent so much time.
I haven't really heard anyone talking about it, though, so that's why I was a little surprised.
The EX raids don't happen often. That's the problem.
You know what it really should be? It should be it ups the IV chances.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm just saying that would make sense.
Speaking of which, we came so close to having windy weather. Like, it was windy the entire day before, the entire morning of... And then, of course, during the raid itself, it was what? Cloudy?
Cloudy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was hyped. I was like, oh, wind. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
No such luck. As a matter of fact, my IVs were pretty awful.
Mine
like
too.
70s or something.
73% for me.
I got the lucky one. I got the 93%er. Perfect attack. And I was, all right. Now I have a way to dump. Literally, that day, I dumped about 100 rare candies on it.
Nice, yeah.
And I finally have room in my inventory, and I got about 150,000 Stardust spent on it, too. So it's worth... Hey, he's sitting at, like, 3,700...
Teach him Focus Blast already.
3,726...
Jeez, man.
CP. And that's what I'm debating, whether to...
Just do it. You're going to use him to kill Blissey's and Tyranitar's.
I guess.
Literally no reason not to.
I mean, it's another item I haven't used that much of. The TMs, are they, you know, might as well.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, messing around with it.
Well, see, I don't get lucky with those. I got to cycle through a couple.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
But you know, that was fun. It was a good event.
For those of you who don't get that reference, Lucky is the Japanese name of Chansey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it was good to have a big group of people, like of multiple hunters at the same.
Yeah, definitely. Group, you know? Well, people conversing. We discussed that a lot. People will play Pokemon Go in the same area. We will just look at each other and be like, yeah, I guess he's playing. Okay.
I didn't realize how hard it would be to ask everybody, what team are you on? So I could get people into our group. And then some people are like, well, I have one account that's on Valor. I have one account.
Yeah, no, dude. Okay, yeah. It's like my girlfriend has a Valor account. It's like, I don't care about your girlfriend. I want to know what team you are.
Yeah,
like,
are you blue or
are you red? Like, that's all I need to know.
There's no yellows here. Only the two that matter.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Who cares about yellow?
Sorry, Nick.
Anyway, so final thoughts on the EX raid experience in general. Like, for me, getting the pass was, a big part of the experience.
Got that
like,
endorphin. Really, you got that endorphin rush. You're like,
well, yeah. But you, everyone listening, if this is not your first episode, you probably already know that I had, both Casey and I had the raid pass that was supposed to be for
Christmas Day.
And it was canceled. So, you know, that was
Christmas is canceled.
That was a big disappointment. And, like, this is a couple months later now. I guess about a month later.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And 6 days.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just relieved when we all got another pass for it. Because we worked very hard to get in it the first time. And that's why I said after we just did this thing here, I had to just decompress. I had to chill off the game because we worked so hard. Like, we were doing the raids every day we could on that same spot. And then, like I said, I worked so hard to get that gold badge right in time for it.
One thing I'm disappointed about is actually the fact that that Sprint store is the only EX-eligible gym that I'm ever near.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only other near one is like 14.
Because there's a lot of parks in the area. None of them have gyms inside them. Wow. They have gyms right next to them, like Madison Square Park and Union Square.
Yeah.
They both have gyms close by, but they're not in the boundaries of the park. So they'll never have EX raids.
Does Herald Square count?
Probably not.
Yeah.
There's no official park over there, I don't think. Unless you, well, it depends on how it's classified.
Yeah, see, that's what's weird about it.
So, I mean, I'm sure Bryant Park has a gym, but I'm never all that...
It has three gyms, yeah.
I'm never quite that high up there, so...
You remember those gyms. You didn't get into that one.
Oh, yeah.
One.
I had a nice experience getting screwed out of an... as a... What was it? A legendary raid or something.
Yeah, that was a Lugia raid, if I remember. That's yeah. That was still Gen 2 stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were doing it in these,
it was a Ho-Oh raid.
That's right.
It like that last raid where we... Where I came up right after you. We were going to do the... Very similar. The Kyogre raid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I see Joe. He just got in there. And then I get in and I'm one person. And he's in the 20. He was the 20th person in his group. And I was number one in my group. And I literally had to wait another 15 minutes for
him. Oh, was that the other day when you were texting?
I might have been.
Okay.
Yeah, so we met up for a raid, and that really stinks for me. Because I was waiting for you, and I as I saw you, I just hit the
button. Yeah, I was crossing the street, and I saw you hit the button to join.
Fill in pretty quickly. Luckily, it did fill up enough for you to take it down.
Yeah. I'll say though, I watched that thing just for raids in general on the Sprint Store, the Flatiron, and I did it for maybe a week and a half. And I got the pass. So.
Yeah, so that's the interesting thing is Adele, he doesn't work in the area necessarily all the time, so he's not usually there quite as much as me and KC are.
Mm-hmm.
We work in the area that we do most of our raids at that gym, pretty much, just because it's the closest one nearby. But Adele was able to just in a week and a half really take this gym down enough to get an EX raid pass, so that was cool.
Yeah, but I use I'm out of preemie raid passes too because of that. I focused on that thing.
Yeah,
that's good. Or maybe they have data on who you raid with the most, and like, all right, well, we're giving Joe and KC a
We gave Reversal one for free. Let's just throw the lottery out there. So it was nice. Like, we all got it too. It's like, oh, I got an extra. I check mine. Hey, right pass. Back to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know. They could do more to make it more of a unique, interesting experience.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I finally have my Mewtwo at the very least.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice to have a full Kanto Dex till Mew comes out.
Well, yeah. I still need to work on my Kangaskhan and my.
I don't have a Mr. Mime. Yeah, nor a Kangaskhan.
Don't worry. He'll be coming around, boys.
No.
Yeah, we'll see about that. any other final thoughts before we move on?
No, I mean, I do agree with what you said, though. It would be nice if they did something other interesting with it other than it just being a raid with a different guy. If there's some other interesting challenge to it to really cap it off.
Something.
Yeah.
It was nice to see everyone. It was nice to actually interact. Another raid, another day.
Yeah, true.
Back to the grind, guys.
All right, on to our next segment. So we're going to talk about Gen 3 Pokemon that have not been released yet.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go through the entire list that I created here.
They're all flying types.
Not all of them, but many of them are flying types, yes.
I'm telling you,
your theory holds up better than I thought. So the Taillow conspiracy, that's what I call it. It's like, why haven't they released Taillow yet? It's like,
of all things.
We need a hashtag, where's Taillow?
Yeah, because Taillow is one of these starting birds you can get. And it's just,
you think that would be the first Pokemon they released.
He is the Pidgey of the generation,
It's very, actually, Wingull is also very Pidgey-like for this generation.
Oh,
super
very.
Owero is Taillow.
Yeah. So we have Taillow and Swellow, which, again, pretty generic.
You say that. Swellow's going to be a great attacker.
I mean, Max EP is 1747.
Great.
Oh, that's only a one evolve? It only evolves once? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think that's going to be that relevant.
I'm telling you, man. He's gonna knock some stuff out.
All right. Well, yeah. You can put Swellow in your gyms. And
every gym.
You're going to show up to all of your legendary raids from now on with the six Swellows.
I'll take that challenge.
Okay. The Swellow challenge.
God. Please let him have Brave Bird.
And then you have Wingull and Pelipper, the sort of seagull and
pelican.
I want them to make that's the next thing with a special hat. I want a Wingull with a sailor cap.
It'd be kind of cool because it's water and flying type, right?
Yeah, and it kind of looks like it's in the Navy. I mean, you know.
And then you have the very odd looking Surskit, which evolves into Masquerain, the sort of how do you describe that thing?
It looks
it's supposed to look like a face, right?
I think that's
what its Pokedex entry says.
That card from Dominion where we pass a card to our... A masquerade mask.
Masquerade, yeah.
Yeah, so they're a masquerade mask.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of those intimidating things where he looks bigger than he is, sort of
right,
deal.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah. His wings basically look like giant eyes, so it almost looks
and,
like...
And he's got a mouth.
Type. What type is Masquerine?
Bug flying.
Bug flying.
Okay, there you go. Bug flying, oh my god.
It's the Butterfree.
And wait, what might be cool is, in the games, he learns Hydro Pump from his previous form. So, okay. Quite possibly, we might have a bug flying with Hydro Pump, which might be cool.
That would be interesting. I mean, again, the max CP is pretty low, but even still.
It's decent. It's better than Swallow.
2135, better than Swallow.
It would be interesting if they had Pokemon with moves they can only learn in their pre-evolve form. So if you ever decide to get rid of that move with a TM when they've evolved...
Oh, like Surf Pikachu. Oh, man.
Oh, that's right. They don't carry over anyway. Yeah, never mind.
So then when you have the whole Shedinja line, that's Nincada, Ninjask, and Shedinja. So I'm really curious how they're going to handle this mechanic in Pokemon Go.
Yes. Right?
You better have two open slots.
For those of you who have not played the main series games, Shedinja has a very unique ability that basically makes it... Well, it's very low HP, or has one HP, but only a specific
Effective attack.
Super effective against what, ground types or something, or bug?
No, anything that's super effective against its ghost and bug type.
Both ghost bug, right?
Yes, and it has a lot of weaknesses.
Right.
So it either dies instantly or it doesn't take any damage.
I remember the first time I encountered a Shedinja, like in the lunchroom or whatever at school. I was just like, I had no idea what it was, and I was just like trying all these different attackers against it. I don't think I had any that were the correct type. So it's basically a Shedinja took me down.
Yes. No, I used to have my all ghost team. And he was on my all-ghost team, first time I did a gym leader challenge, basically. And he would be my last guy, and I'd save him, because you know what? If they didn't have anybody as their last guy who could do any damage to it, I'd just win by attrition.
Hey. So the interesting thing is the max CP goes down from Ninjask to Shedinja from, 1790
to
421.
Well, it doesn't evolve that way. They don't actually...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He sheds it.
They both...
And then becomes Ninjask
right.
and Shedinja.
So I'm very interested in how they're going to actually incorporate this and how you catch it, because the way Nincada... Well, the way you would get Shedinja is when a Nincada evolved in a Ninjask, if you had an extra space in your party, would just get filled in with this husk.
Yeah, so that's another mechanic that they have to figure out.
Yeah,
It's going to be an evolution thing. Like, I don't think you'll ever find a wild Ninjask.
Yeah.
You'll only find Nincadas. You have to evolve it. You'll get an extra Pokemon.
Maybe. Either that, or it might be one of those things where it evolves into one or the other randomly.
Oh, God, no.
Or they might have some other weird mechanic. It'll be one of those things where if you walk it enough, like let's say you walk a Nincada enough,
and then it'll evolve into a Shedinja.
Yeah, or like a Shedinja will just show up, you know? Maybe
or
just spawn it.
Or it'll be like, well, no, you go for that, and then you walk it a certain amount, then you evolve it.
Yeah, that could be
then you get it.
They should do something special with it, not just... Yeah.
Friendly reminder, Ninjask is bug flying.
Oh, yeah. Bug flying. There you go. Another flying type.
Yeah.
The conspiracy is real. The flying wave is coming.
I can't believe Niantic's holding on us. All right.
So next we have Volbeat and Illumise.
Pure bug.
Pure bug types, right? But they're not... Is that an evolution chain?
No, they're just the male and female.
It's the Nidoran male, Nidoran female phenomenon.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So just different sort of... slightly... They're very similar looking, but...
Same stats, too.
How would you describe that? Like a fancy looking bug
with
a
suit on? It's like a ladybug. It's kind of like a ladybug.
It's like a ladybug.
Well, no, he's a firefly.
Oh, yeah. He's kind of a firefly.
His butt's supposed to light up.
Firefly with a...
He's got like a he's
conductor
got a pop
suit on.
Yeah, kind of. Who wore it best, Volbeat or Cricketoon?
Cricketoon.
They both have the same stats. They're both going to go up to 1620 CP, so not incredibly
high. More trash.
Why do you swabaloo, buttercup, baby?
Another flying type. So flying what?
Flying normal to flying dragon.
Okay, so another dragon type. That's nice.
So this upsets me, actually. Altaria is really low. Like, a lot lower than I expected. 1868 is very disappointing.
Yeah, you know, it looks like the premier stat on Altaria is defense, huh?
So, I guess, yeah.
Anything that's quadruple weak against ice is not going to really make much use of that.
Dragonite?
I'm saying, yeah. Dragonite actually doesn't work as a defender.
No,
he
doesn't.
Yeah,
he sucks.
So it doesn't really matter if its defense is that high. You're taking four times damage. That's null and void.
This is true, yeah. So it's not a good defender, not a good attacker. So.
Yeah.
Altaria, your place is in my Pokedex and nowhere else.
Yeah.
Tropius. Oh, I guess I added that.
Yeah, I don't know why. I have those. I was like, wait a minute.
Tropius is the next one we have here.
Tropius, another flying type.
Is that flying grass?
Flying grass.
Okay.
Another disappointment. Like, all these CPs make me really upset. Like,
yeah, another one. 1846 CP for Tropius. I don't know. It just feels like a significant Pokemon because it's, like, large and dinosaur-looking. Most Pokemon that look like that are substantial in some way.
Yeah.
1846 is really not that high.
I'll say it. I feel like when I do think of Hoenn, I do actually think of Tropius. It kind of does embody what it is.
Our next flying Pokemon, Chimchou, has Chimecho. I always called it Chimcho or something.
Yeah. What? No, it's Chimecho.
Chimecho.
Stop.
Anyways, it has a higher max CP than Tropius does. And it's such a tiny looking little insignificant little Japanese,
Yeah, like a lantern, not a lantern, like a windchime.
Windchime, Japanese windchime style.
Yeah. Now, seeing Tropius just made me think they should have, what we talk about with the avatar clothing, they should have set bonuses, right? If let's say you wear all caveman outfit and they give all dinosaur looking Pokemon like a 10% boost if your avatar is wearing. See, there's
a
problem
because Salamence is a dinosaur looking Pokemon. Yeah, so, God, no.
Nah, he's a dragon. He's not a dinosaur. Dragons and dinosaurs, different things. Baggin looks like a dinosaur. He'll club you over the head.
Or headbutt you.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So they haven't released Clam Pearl yet, have they?
No.
Is that just what type is that?
Water.
Just pure water.
Everything he evolves into is water.
That's just so weird that they wouldn't release that with the
probably
water.
Probably because he's a split thing. I don't know why they haven't released it. I don't know what the problem is. He's not that great, but.
Oh, is he split between Huntail and Gorbis?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's.
Yeah, they're supposed to be held items that give you those, okay. But.
Yeah, we'll see how they handle that. It's probably just going to be random like Eevee, huh?
Or Wurmple.
Or Wurmple, yeah, right.
I got lucky. I got lucky. I had two really good Wurmples, got both different evolutions.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Hey.
I have not got
actually. Yeah, for me too. It was my first. I had enough candy to evolve both of them to their final forms.
Cascoons. Wurmple. Yeah.
And yeah, I got one of each, so that was nice. I had to fill in my decks for those. But yeah, so Clamperl evolves into either Huntail or Gorbis. Are they all water types?
All water types.
What's the point?
Nothing special.
Okay.
What's funny is Gorbis is like, oh, it's like a mermaid, and then you realize what it's supposed to be based off of is actually terrifying, more so than Huntail.
Is it like an earwig or something?
Something like that. It's one of those
parasite.
It's one of those really scary fish that they get like no light, and they light up, and they just devour everything, and it's just like, ooh.
So the next one is the Salamence line. That's Bagon, Shelgon, and Salamence. And that is going to be... What type is that? Flying and
flying dragon?
Flying dragon. Okay, so yet another flying dragon. Like, why can't we have, like, other...
They weren't very good at, like, inventing new combinations.
It's like grass poison. Yeah, it's like...
And this is also back when they didn't have... When this generation came out, they didn't have, let's say, fairy. I think this one they introduced Dark yet by then, even?
Dark was second gen.
Yeah, okay, so...
Dark, at least. But even still, it's like... Get a little bit creative with these types. Come on.
Well, what else would you make Salamence? That's the problem.
I mean, it's cool looking. Sure, it does look like a flying dragon.
You know, there's a lot of things that have wings that they don't make
but
a flying type.
It could have been a fire type something. You know, fire breathing dragon. Yeah. Whatever. Anything.
Or he could have been the first pure dragon type before Drodagon.
They had abilities back then. They could have had him be a fire dragon with levitate.
Fully evolved...
Oh, get out of here.
Pure dragon type would be cool, too.
Yeah, just a dragon type, yeah.
His CP is a lot lower than I thought it would be, actually.
3552. I mean, it's still significant, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for Salamence, that's weird. I don't know.
Isn't that around the same as Dragonite? I guess
Dragonite's higher.
Dragonite's higher than
3800.
Okay. And then we have another pseudo-legendary line, the Metagross line. So that's Beldum, Metang, and Metagross.
Yeah. Yes.
And that max CP is 3644.
They're going to be pretty good when they come out.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. This is the sort of...
it's good to have something that actually has a different typing than, like, he'll probably be really powerful
right,
and...
Right.
He's metal psychic, a steel psychic, which is just something I don't use my steel types in right. any respect.
Really?
Right now.
Not even your steelix?
I have a steelix. I use him when it's snowing out.
Okay.
Because then he has that boost and that actually makes him good offense and he's, you know, decent defender then.
Yeah.
I don't find him that great on defense even.
See, you want to talk about dressing up the gyms, just put Steelix in and watch the gym.
I do. No,
watch the gym go whoo all the way to the side.
I have the most hilarious pictures of when I throw him in there and how the game just tries to...
Oh, I had a good one where it was Steelix on one side and there was some other... I think it was, might have been a Ludicolo. It stretched out the other way. So it's like this wide screen going on.
Yeah. But yeah, a actual viable steel anything type, you know.
It's going to be welcome. Yeah, the problem is, like, if they're implementing the new way of how steel works, so it doesn't resist psychic and ghost. Mm. Not, mm-hmm. Yeah, psychic, ghost, and dark. It doesn't resist, so he will have the weakness to ghost and dark.
Yeah, you know, which is character. Having weakness is character.
But he will definitely be a big gym defender.
Good.
It's going to be real annoying.
And then everything we have left is all legendary Pokemon from Gen 3.
The Regis, the Latios.
Regi line, Regirock, Regice, Registeel, Latios. So,
Regifeasumi.
There's Rayquaza, Rayquaza, Jirachi, and Deoxys.
Rayquaza is also a flying dragon. Hmm. No flying types.
Yeah, another flying dragon. And with a max CP of 4354.
That's insane. Deoxys is really low. Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's up there. That's like. What's the max CP of Slaking?
4600-ish.
Okay, so. Only some slightly less than that, and that has a serious
handicap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I wonder if the Deoxys totals are going to change when you change forms, though.
Yeah, we were talking about how talking about the ways they can make Deoxys forms, and I think that would be, you know,
but will his stat total go up or will it stay the same? That's what gets me. Or just have like
what if it's average stat should stay the same? Or maybe its CP always stays the same, but they redistribute the stats. So, right. Like, attack form, let's say it has, like, you know, the higher attack, but the other two stats have to go way down.
They do, actually.
To in order to balance out that CP, to keep the CP
the
same.
No, they do. They all do that in the games. It's just...
But no, it's going to have to go more down, because remember, attack is multiplied by the other two.
Oh, right.
So, one with the most attack is at really low other two.
I think if they make a mechanism to change the forms of your Deoxys, I think it's going to change the CP as well.
Yeah.
Based on how it's calculated.
Okay.
Because certain things are weighed more heavily, like, you know, attack is weighed more heavily than speed, for example.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like... But the ways we were talking about, that was before we were recording, right? The ways you were suggesting they might change.
That's how long this episode's been. Like, that was part of the recording.
Was it? Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Wasn't sure if it was our warm-up conversation.
We're like an hour and 15 almost.
Right okay. Now. All right. Then I won't bother.
That was like yesterday by now.
I want something special for Jirachi. I feel like at least one legendary shouldn't be just tied to some raid or even EX. I feel like Jirachi should be a Pokemon that comes out only around like where there's going to be meteor showers or something like
Which... I was looking at the calendar. There's going to be about 7 this year, so...
Yeah, something like that. Like, it does, not every single legendary has to be legendary because it's a raid. Mm-hmm. We can come... Just one that we come across in the wild, but it has to be some special event.
Yeah.
You know? Either a festival somewhere, or...
At a past episode, I was suggesting that during a community day, if you gather enough people in the same place, Mew can appear.
Oh, that
would be kind of cool.
Yeah, something like... Yeah, that's cool. Like, alternate challenges.
Mew.
Anyways, yeah.
Can't wait for that EX raid.
Maybe next time, though.
Yeah, hey, maybe next time, Niantic.
So, do you think these Regis will be meta-relevant? Regirock, Regice, and Registeel? Will Registeel be, better than...
No.
Metagross?
No, anyway? Because look at those stat totals, and he's pure steel.
It's much higher...
Defense
is it's sort of
and he's pure steel, which is awful. So they're all weak to fighting. We know how great Machamp is. Breloom will be more relevant.
See, the only thing. They're never going to be a defender anyway.
How come?
Can't be defender anyway, so it doesn't matter that you're never going to come across a Machamp.
But fighting against it, you're going to take a lot more.
Yeah,
damage.
But no one defends with a Machamp, right? All right. Anyway, the way I see it is. I could see the ice one because there's so many of these dragons that are quadruple weak to ice.
Yes.
Any legendary ice type, I think, is going to be something that might be useful because my Articuno gets more use than anyone because I'm always a Dragonite. And
I forget about Articuno, TBH.
I use anything that's a really good ice type because there's always so many guys that are quadruple weak.
I don't know. Even fighting, I think you're gonna eat a lot more than you need to using the Reggies. That's the problem.
I never see a fighting on defense, so
Hariyama's gonna be coming up.
All right, if I see Hariyama in defense, then I will not use my Reggie ice on him.
Might be good.
I'll use someone else.
What were you gonna say, Joe? What you got?
So what I noticed here is that the stat totals for Regirock and Regice are so much higher than Registeel. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I think the steel typing was a little imbalanced back then.
I guess then that's why they probably changed
from Yeah.
That's a shame.
Its typing was just supposed to be its real advantage.
Right.
Because it just defended everything except for the fighting and fire. Or ground.
So I forget. Are these pure rock, ice, and steel types?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah. That'll be kind of cool to have a really high-level ice type.
Pure ice type.
Pure ice type. That's kind of... I don't think we have anything like that.
Yeah. Just Articuno,
the closest, yeah. We have the Latias and Latios legendaries.
Psychic Flyers.
Psychic Flyers,
no.
Right?
Psychic Dragon.
Psychic Dragon, right.
With Levitate.
at least it's a different dragon. It's a Psychic Dragon, all right. We can get behind that.
Exactly, we'll take a dragon.
Yeah.
That's not flying.
Yep.
They have signature moves. You know we're not going to see them, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, you never know.
We do know. You know that.
Yeah, we probably do. Okay. Do you think they'll release Latios and Latias for Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
That would be too good.
I feel like that's too soon. I don't think they're ready for
that. Yeah, I don't think they're ready for it yet. But
they should. That nobody would expect. It's like, okay, it's out.
For Valentine's Day, we're going to get a lot of that heart fish.
You know.
Oh, yeah. God.
Love discs.
Yeah, we're going to get love discs.
That's unavoidable. So last year's event, there was extra candy for walking and catching, or, you know, everything. There was
pink.
Yes, right. The pink Pokemon were spawning more often.
Yeah.
So including, like, Chansey and...
Porygon
and things like that. And then you had 6-hour lures for the entire duration of the event, which is sweet.
That's
the first time they did that. I'm always cool with that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Times Square looks insane with that.
Yeah, so the idea was to paint the town pink. So I wonder if they'll do something like the exact same event this year or something similar.
There's a lot more pink Pokemon. Oh, do we need more Wishmer?
Yeah, I think we have enough of those. But maybe give another pink Pokemon... spotlight.
It's gonna be more Wishmer, more love disc, and you just be like, oh,
just give
God.
Us a bunch of Chanseys. Just make again. Him more often, you know?
Again.
He looks like a Cadbury egg.
He.
What?
Chansey is a lovely woman, thank you.
Oh, just so gender biased.
Chansey can only be female!
You know what I noticed actually the other day is I realized that Mewtwo is genderless.
Yes.
I always refer to Mewtwo as a he, but he's genderless completely.
Oh, yeah, because you hear his voice, especially because we all saw the movies and stuff.
Yeah.
He's pretty dude sounding. Mew dude.
Did they have another Mewtwo movie where there's a different voice actor?
Yes.
Like a female or something?
Yeah, it was the Mewtwo's Revenge.
Granted, it is only... He's not talking. He's speaking to your mind directly.
Yeah,
so I guess
everyone's
it's however
mind.
You interpret
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But you're right. There was a little TV special in the Johto season where they did that. It was awful.
Okay, interesting.
It was really
bad. All right, so do you think Rayquaza will come soon? I think that's the obvious next...
EX...
Yeah, not EX. I don't think it'll be EX. I think it'll be the next legendary raid.
Yeah, I think Mewtwo is gonna hold that like bar up there for a long time.
Okay.
Unfortunately, no, I think it's gonna be Deoxys. Honestly, because if they've already like if he's in the game master file for his forms, Rayquaza is gonna come later.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd put my money on the Regis. I feel like they want to do a trio. You know, they do the ones. You know, they go through each one a month maybe and do that sort of. Cycle through.
Oh, or even worse, it'll be like with they had the birds and Lugia was still cycling around with them.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Then they'll do the thing where they go through each one of the three. Then they'll have like a week or two where all three of them are out. Kind of like the legendary birds we did.
I don't think they were planning on that.
No, again,
that was a mess.
We have to kill some time, so let's just we don't have the polygons ready for
release the birds.
Basically,
we don't have the sprites ready yet for these Pokemon, so we're just gonna.
I can see
this out
that, I guess. More. I don't know.
You know they need to bring back. I feel like they haven't done any of those team-based competitions.
I was gonna bring it up. They still haven't released the numbers
right.
from those either.
Right, and you know, I don't even care if it's like, you know, any reward for a team or not. I just want to see. I want to see who's you know.
They actually did that recently for, I think it was Community Day. They released a map.
Okay.
Did they?
Yeah, it was on the official Pokemon Go website, I believe, or something like that. Or the Twitter account or something like that. It was basically a map of, I can't even remember now, which team caught the most Pokemon during the Community Day or something like that. Surprisingly, it was not all Mystic.
Wow.
Parts of the East were Valor.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's why I want more of that other event where numbers won't really, your pure population won't really have a skewing effect, because if it's where we want to see what the average accuracy of the throw of people from different teams are, it doesn't really help you that you have more. It's just what's your average team. And in fact, having more people will just probably bring your average more to the median.
Right.
And a smaller team might even have the edge, because look, everyone who's not good, stop playing for 10 days. We're just going to throw, let the good players just get the percentage.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, that's... I don't know. I wish there'd be more statistics from Pokemon Go coming out. I'd really actually like to know how everyone interacts with it.
Yeah.
There's got to be some data. What berries do people feed gyms the most? Anything like that.
It's kind of ironic. Niantic made this game to make people you have to go out. You might socialize, stuff like that. I don't think I've ever been more disconnected from a community in any other game. I don't talk to anyone except you guys when we go out to play Pokemon Go.
It's the first game of its type, so really the etiquette...
It's been almost 2 years, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but, that's the thing. I mean, I don't know.
It's different.
The raid system's not 2 years old, though.
Yeah.
But anyways, I think it's also varies by country and city as well.
Yeah. I just also don't think there's that many unifying goals for the teams.
What I was saying at a past episode. Give us more reason to interact.
Right.
Make a game mechanic that actually requires interaction with other players.
Right. I think that's why the Ingress community is the way it is. I'm not a fan of the game Ingress, but they are a very coordinated community doing weird stuff. Even if it's silly, they're doing weird stuff.
Yeah, you told me about this once, where because you can connect portals if it lines up on the globe. So someone in Portugal will do this, and then another guy in Florida will do that, and it will line up.
Right, you can fly from, let's say I'm leaving JFK Airport and I'm going to London, and everyone else, just make sure there's no lines blocking that connection, right?
Because
it's a very long, straight thing. And as soon as I land in London, I can make the link between there. Now there's this giant line for our team across that border because we all work
exactly
together.
You communicate with that, and it's just Pokemon Go has nothing. And you brought it up, it's make raid events, if this community, if this team controls this area or something, it's now red territory or something like that.
Maybe they have to invent the PvP first before they do that again. Maybe
how about trading? That'd be cool. I'd like to give you guys some Kangaskhan and Mr. Mime, but some Relicanth maybe, we can't all get in there, I guess.
I have a Numel for you.
Oh, thank God. Finally. A rare Pokemon.
Yeah, we were just... Before we started recording, Adele was saying how he has not caught a Numel yet. And for me, it's I trip over them. Every at the end of every block, there's a new one. So it must be some weird...
For me, it's Aron and Wishmer. They're everywhere.
Wishmer's everywhere for me.
I'm okay with that, though. I need to find that good Wishmer. Because the tracker does not find them because they're too many. So you actually have to go out. You have to catch and look at each one.
My block is and always has been a Electrode Magnemite, spawning ground.
JV.
You're in a power plant.
I'm in a power plant zone.
Dude, that's
I think because there's a water treatment plant. And they're like, it's a plant. It's all the same.
The word plant.
Times Square is really bad for that, too, actually. It's nothing but Magnemite.
Really?
That's interesting.
Which you would think, and they brought up, there's a bunch of diverse people, a lot of cell activity. It's mostly Magnemite.
That's interesting, yeah. That's the thing. It's I feel like the other, what do they call them? Biomes have sort of evolved with the different generations coming out. But I feel like the power plant biome has not really changed much at all.
No, it is
still all Voltorbs and Magnemite.
Maybe we'll get some Metangs in there.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice, actually.
I can see that, actually.
Yeah, that would be the rare Pokemon of that
that biome.
That'd be kind of cool. We could use more...
I'm only going to catch one.
We actually have one, I think the Lower East Side is kind of Voltorb and, power planty.
Okay.
that would be nice to have a semi-accessible location where we could get something rare.
Well, it was big early on when like finding a good electric type was really hard. And,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The best were Voltorbs and Magnetons.
God.
And
was yeah. Like, the struggle was real.
That was, yeah. Back when water types were the defenders of choice.
All right.
Now.
All right, so one last thing that we usually do is the weather report for the next couple
of weeks. Yeah.
So looks like we're going to have a big mix again. Not so much snow in the forecast, but there is some rain, so good to get your last couple of Kyogres in.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
So it looks like it'll rain on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, and then Wednesday of next week. We'll see if that holds up. Then we have a couple sunny days, too. Monday is going to be sunny. Let's see, Thursday and Friday will be mostly sunny, so we might have some partly cloudy and cloudy weather on those days.
I'm hoping some of these are at least misty, because I really
want
to go...
some fog,
I really want some fog. I want to go out and hunt ghosts again.
It's a thing, though. We spoke about this before. When it was fog, it just didn't feel like enough... Like, I think it needs to be night and fog for you get to get a significant amount of ghost spawns.
Well, yeah, because they come out more at night as well. But it's just like, I feel like that's going to be the rarest, especially in New York.
Yeah.
Just
I think it's the rarest in general, probably, really. It's just,
depends.
We get fog, but...
I guess if you live in the mountains, it's more foggy.
We I could still think of a handful of times we've had fog already, just in the last month or two.
Do we know how wide the coverage of the weather... Like, is it... Is all of the tri-state area considered one weather at a time? Or how granular do they get?
Because I'll tell you this. I was actually up in Harlem last week, and it was windy, but it was clear by you guys.
Yeah, right. I remember, because he was texting us saying that it was windy, and I was like, it's not windy here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I wake up to foghorns at least once or twice a week because I have the river going by, and I can hear the boat, and I can hear if it's foggy out, because I'll hear...
That's when you should roll over. Oh, man, where's the ghost?
Yeah, ghost types. I do love my ghost types enough that I possibly would get out of bed if I knew.
I'm just happy I never have to touch another Sableye again. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, because he got a shiny.
I got a shiny.
Oh,
yeah, man.
I saw that. I just want... When I get my shiny, snow runt,
oh
be
my
happy,
God.
Man.
We got to get on that, too, because, looking at these temperatures, it's warming up a little much. It might not snow anymore.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to get a shiny, probably, unless it's an event, so.
You never know.
I never know.
You got to find somewhere with a snow biome. I remember when I went to, Minneapolis, there was a lot of ice types.
Okay.
I wonder if there's any in New York.
Probably upstate.
Yeah, probably upstate.
Go somewhere. Upstate. Go
okay, like I Buffalo probably will. I probably will. Next week can go hiking.
Oh, God. Yeah, go to Niagara Falls. Huh. Ice.
Hey, honey, having a second honeymoon. Totally not related. She knows anytime.
Is this
I'm
about
like,
Pokemon King?
Yeah, basically. Like, I'm like, hey.
She's too smart.
I feel like taking a walk on the waterfront, if you don't mind today. Oh,
it's funny. I have a coworker who, I'm kind of friendly with, and every time I'm ambiguous about why I'm going out for something, she's like, are you playing Pokemon again?
They just know when I'm going out, when I grab my jacket real fast and I run out the door and then I come back. He's like, what did you catch this time, Casey?
Kate's the same way. It's like, hey, babe, you want to go walking? What's around the corner?
Yeah.
A slack off? Okay, let's go.
Okay, fine. Let's go. Yeah, whatever. But anyways... I guess that's kind of all we have for today. I think we might need to break this episode into two parts.
What? No, this is the special.
At least it means you could cut out that part where I forgot we already talked about something.
Yeah, that's
No, that's definitely staying.
All right.
Well, if you want to email us, which we encourage, give us some feedback. How are we doing? What do you think about EX raids? What do you think about all the stuff happening in game right now? mail@level5radio.com, and then we have a very lovely website. It links to all of our other stuff, like Facebook and Twitter,
the email,
and that is level5radio.com. There's a contact form on there as well. So go check that out, and go check out Casey's podcast as well, the Switchcast.
Oh yeah, you can find everything for that at theswitchcast.com. and while you're at it, these guys, we were talking about Apple Podcasts before. Leave them a review. These guys need some reviews.
We would like that.
Yeah. Leave one on my other podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to plug that here.
I'm addicted to watching podcasts, new podcasts, go up and down the top rankings. I'd love to see you guys on that top 100 list.
That'd be cool.
We're the premier Pokemon Go NYC podcast, you see.
Yeah, I mean,
technically.
Actually, I'd love to hear feedback from people who listen to us that are not in NYC. Does this feel too NYC-focused?
Actually,
yeah, that'd be it.
Actually, I have a little bit about that. I have a friend that lives in Europe.
Yeah.
Who, he listens to my podcast through the Battle Network community,
yeah.
But he listened to this because he follows the Twitter.
Okay, cool.
And he was like, oh, I actually like hearing about the New York scene, even though I only know it from, like, movies and things like that.
Well, that's good to hear. We kind of structure things in a way that I'm hoping makes it more accessible to people that are not in New York. Like, for example, I leave the weather towards the end, so you could skip it if you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, come visit, though. Why not?
Yeah, come visit.
New York. City so nice, they had to name it twice.
Might just give you a model of how to run communities in other places. You know? Right. Yeah, that's good. And I'm sure if I mentioned it, the Switchcast is a podcast about the Nintendo Switch, if that's what
I would
you want
have
to
never
to.
Guessed so.
But, you know, hey, look, the first thing I looked up the Switchcast,
yeah, go on.
It was a podcast about switching from PC to Apple products.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Oh, that's a lot better than I thought it would be.
No, that was the first Switchcast we found, and they took the name of that podcast first.
Okay.
And that's why we had to be the Switchcast. They were just Switchcast.
Oh, yeah.
It's better with the, I feel.
Yeah, but they made the decision for us.
Yeah, of course. Right.
Of course. All right.
Well, Casey, thank you for joining us.
Happy to reunite for podcasting pleasures.
This is like the unofficial last TPT episode, sort of.
Not until another April Fool's.
Well, actually.
Another lustrum from now.
Another lustrum.
No, you should come back again sometime soon.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime we're doing stuff, I'm definitely down for.
Every weekend we can have the three of it. No, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm only here for special occasions.
Oh, okay.
Like Christmas raids.
Oh, come on, man. Don't diss yourself like that.
Casey will come again when, like, Gen 4 is out or something.
Yeah, it's
not. So I'll see him in, like, 8 months?
I see enough of you as is.
You don't see enough of me. I can't wait to go deliver stuff into your building and be like, hey, Casey.
The snacks are over there. Take what you want. Get out of my office.
God, that's the best part about visiting.
All right, enough of this.
All right.
Let's wrap this up finally. Level5Radio.com. I'm Joey.
I'm Adele.
And I'm Casey.
We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.